Chapter 1, Part 1 of The River War. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. The River War, An Account of the Reconquest of the Sudan, by Winston S. Churchill. Chapter 1, The Rebellion of the Mahdi. The northeastern quarter of the continent of Africa is drained and watered by the Nile. Among and about the headstreams and tributaries of this mighty river lie the wide and fertile provinces of the Egyptian Sudan. Situated in the very center of the land, these remote regions are on every side divided from the seas by 500 miles of mountain, swamp, or desert. The great river is their only means of growth, their only channel of progress. It is by the Nile alone that their commerce can reach the outer markets, or European civilization can penetrate the inner darkness. The Sudan is joined to Egypt by the Nile, as a diver is connected with the surface by his air pipe. Without it, there is only suffocation. Aut nihilis, aut nihil. The town of Khartoum, at the confluence of the Blue and White Niles, is the point on which the trade of the South must inevitably converge. It is the great spout through which the merchandise collected from a wide area streams northward to the Mediterranean shore. It marks the extreme northern limit of the fertile Sudan. Between Khartoum and Aswan, the river flows for 1,200 miles through deserts of surpassing desolation. At last the wilderness recedes, and the living world broadens out again into Egypt and the Delta. It is with events that have occurred in the intervening waste that these pages are concerned. The real Sudan, known to the statesman and the explorer, lies far to the south, moist, undulating, and exuberant. But there is another Sudan, which some mistake for the true, whose solitudes oppress the Nile from the Egyptian frontier to Omdurman. This is the Sudan of the soldier. Destitute of wealth or future, it is rich in history. The names of its squalid villages are familiar to distant and enlightened peoples. The barrenness of its scenery has been drawn by skillful pen and pencil. Its ample deserts have tasted the blood of brave men. Its hot, black rocks have witnessed famous tragedies. It is the scene of the war. This great tract, which may conveniently be called the Military Sudan, stretches with apparent indefiniteness over the face of the continent. Level plains of smooth sand, a little rosier than buff, a little paler than salmon, are interrupted only by occasional peaks of rock, black, stark, and shapeless. Rainless storms dance tirelessly over the hot, crisp surface of the ground. The fine sand, driven by the wind, gathers into deep drifts and silts among the dark rocks of the hills, exactly as snow hangs about an alpine summit. Only it is a fiery snow, such as might fall in hell. The earth burns with the quenchless thirst of ages, and in the steel-blue sky scarcely a cloud obstructs the unrelenting triumph of the sun. Through the desert flows the river, a thread of blue silk drawn across an enormous brown drugget. And even this thread is brown for half the year. Where the water laps the sand and soaks into the banks, there grows an avenue of vegetation which seems very beautiful and luxuriant by contrast with what lies beyond. The Nile, through all the 3,000 miles of its course, vital to everything that lives beside it, is never so precious as here. The traveler clings to the strong river as to an old friend, staunch in the hour of need. All the world blazes, but here is shade. The deserts are hot, but the Nile is cool. The land is parched, but here is abundant water. The picture painted in burnt sienna is relieved by a grateful flash of green. Yet he who had not seen the desert or felt the sun heavily on his shoulders would hardly admire the fertility of the riparian scrub. Unnourishing reeds and grasses grow rank and coarse from the water's edge. The dark, rotten soil between the tussocks is cracked and granulated by the drying up of the annual flood. The character of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?